Welcome to the Sports Guru podcast with the Sports Guru himself. You mean, it's been a long time. We got a lot going on right now, and I got a special guest, my man Tab, in the building. We about to go at the NFL, NBA, the bubble. We done missed a lot of the playoffs. There's COVID been in the way. Been a lot going on, but we're going to jump right into it. Tab, what's up, man?
Chilling, man. You already know the
vibe. What's up with your Eagles, man? 0-2, bro. Oh,
man,
0-2.
It's crazy.
Is it panic in Philly? Like, I don't know. I feel like that boy number 11. I don't know, man. I don't feel like he's right now.
It's an easy fix. You know, like with the NFL draft, not having OTAs, mini camp. You gonna struggle. You know how it is, receiver.
Bro, this man Carson Wentz, he threw 20. Right now, he threw 20 passes that was uncatchable.
That's true.
Like, off target. I don't know. I just feel like right now, I feel like
it's an easy fix. Everybody's panicking. Oh, they
It's the injuries. Y'all missing your number one draft pick.
Ain't no excuses.
Y'all missing your number one draft pick. Y'all missing Will Parks in the secondary. I don't even respect your linebacker core. I think y'all defensive coach.
That's the weakest part of our
team. Bro, I think he just think D-line. And then secondary players, cool. But I don't know, the Cowboys, I feel like if y'all lose this week to the Bengals, that's 0-3. They're going to start calling for Hurts. So I think by week 7, I think he's going to be your quarterback, either via injury, or I feel like y'all going to be sitting at like 2-5, and it's just like the fans is calling for it. And I think Peterson going make that – let me see. Cause y'all look at him like Tyson, Taysom Hill. I think Hurts really a quarterback, bro.
Honestly –
y'all cool for now because Dallas 1-1.
Yeah.
The Giants.
I think they got Dallas. No. I'm tripping. They got New England next.
Dallas got Seattle. We could talk about that. Dallas, they got Seattle, but
they
man,
do, but their defense ain't. Listen, they give them 30+ points.
That boy, Russell Wilson, bro.
Yeah, no. He got 9 touchdowns and 11 incompletions.
That's all that need to be said. I don't know. I feel like that's going to be a fight, though. But I feel like if the Cowboys lose, they 1-2. And if y'all beat the Bengals, y'all 1-2. So it's like as cool as the NFC East. I feel like you need
eight or nine
wins to win. The Redskins trash, and the Giants, Saquon, that was nutty. That's out of pocket.
He needs to get out of New York.
I don't even think he needs. No, they was been cool. They needed to build a defense, but him going down for the year, they done. They picking in the top 5 or 10 again. But outside of the Eagles, though, you know who I'm real excited that really been turned up out here? That boy Cam Newton, bro.
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
Bro, he got 552 passing yards on the year, one touchdown pass. Somehow he should have more. He got 71 completion percentage and one pick. And he got 4 rushing touchdowns on like 124
really
rushing yards.
What I'm surprised about is his accuracy.
Bro, that
he's
Seattle
never,
game.
I've never seen him that accurate.
That Seattle game might have been the best game I've seen since the Chiefs and the Rams like 2 years ago. That shootout they had, bro. Yeah, this bull had 397 passing yards. Yeah. He ran for 2 tutties. And
him.
He threw a tutty.
No, that was open, but
that,
you know,
that play?
Yeah.
No, that, I don't, bro. At the end of the game.
No, that outside was open because the man didn't contain
it. I thought what was going to happen, I thought they were going to do the same thing they did and throw it to the fullback or have a tight end come
out.
I knew what they was going to do, but I'm like, New England not really about to just try to run that play. But they score off of it. They done score like twice off of it. So it was like, let Cam do his thing. But I like New England, bro. If Cam can play like this, I'm not talking about 397 yards. If he could just play the good, clean, accurate football for the whole year, I think they're going to win the AFC East. I like the Bills, but I don't know. I think they're going to win the NFC East, the AFC East.
It's been 2 games with Josh Allen been snapped.
That's the Stephon Diggs effect. He got a receiver now outside of Josh Brown. He got a complete receiver. Josh Brown is straight speed. Cole Beasley is slot, but you really got a complete receiver that's going to run a route tree. He going to give you the splash plays, and he disrespectful off the line.
Really
his footwork is impeccable, but yo, you got the 49ers lost Nick Bosa, Solomon Thompson, Von Miller go down before the season, Mostert hurt, Jimmy G might not play this week, Le'Veon Bell was hurt, Saquon Barkley is hurt.
Cortland Sutton towards
ACL. You got Drew Lock hurt. And I blame all this on the NFL just not having OTAs.
No preseason, no OTAs, these dudes went from
COVID to practicing to go on a war in less than a month. You can't do that.
You play football, you
bro,
can't,
that's what I said, Jeff. Bro, I go play tackle football without the equipment. My body hurt. You having these men go to war.
And they hit.
But I think it's something with the Giants and the Jets field because the Steelers, week one, we lost our right tackle to the tour ACL. Week two, you get 2 more ACLs, and they still got to play there. But Yo, back to rushing the Cowboys. So you like the Seahawks guaranteed just beating Dallas.
That comeback
was one for the ages. Dak, bro. Dak one dumb.
Before we get into the Dallas, what the hell was main man on the hands team doing?
Bro, I thought it was a glitch, or I thought he heard the whistles. No way he didn't jump on the ball as soon as it's near me.
The ball was, he's literally looking right in front of the ball.
But for them to blow what they was up by like 20-something, they blew a Super Bowl. Dan Quinn blew a lot of leads, bro. Man.
Bro. Somebody's
Dallas got lucky, though. Dallas was supposed to lose that game, but Dak, he ran for 3 tutties. He threw for like almost 400, or if not 400 yards. He looked nasty. But even though Russ doing his thing, but the San Francisco having all these injuries, bro, the Cardinals 2-0, they right in the middle. You got my choice for that. I'm saying this on record. My choice for MVP is Kyler Murray or Russell Wilson. Kyler got 516 yards.
I think Russell's going to win it this year, finally.
But it's a trend. Look at the trend. Pat Mahomes, second year MVP. Lamar Jackson, second year MVP. Kyler Murray, second year MVP. Right now, he got 516 passing, 2 tutties, a 158 on the ground with 3 tutties. And D Hop got 22 catches for 219 and a tutty. In week one, they cooked San Fran. They ain't cooked San Fran, but D Hop had 14 for 151.
Receiving wise, we going to talk about DK.
Yo, DK Metcalf. For him to be 6'4", 230, run a 4.4, be as strong, as big as he is, once he learned how to really run the route tree, it's a wreck.
He's learning,
but Russ just putting that thing right there for him. But
bro,
DK different. DK different. But I think Kyler and them going to the playoffs. I think they winning 10-plus games. And I think he going to have an MVP season where he rushed for over 10 touchdowns. He got close to 1,000 yards rushing. And he going to throw for about 3,500 and about 25 to 30 of them things. I think it's the inevitable. But
you still got Larry Legend over there.
I don't really mean to boast and brag, but my Steelers is 2-0, man. They told me Big Ben was washed. His elbow was done. He got 540 yards. Yo, he got Ben back. Ben got 540 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 1 pick on the season. And I think we got Houston is a wreck. But he keep fumbling that rock. When you fumble that rock, you get shut down. Yeah, I started him on my fantasy last week. They gave bro 4 carries, bro. I couldn't believe it. I started him thinking he was about to get 10, 15 touches. He got 4 carries, but it's still a sin at 2-0.
He
just had to be like a buckle 6 in a tutty last week. He did his thing last week. We got the best defense in the league. TJ Watt might be the best outside linebacker in the league. I think Minka, a top 5 safety. I think our D-line. I like Washington D-line. Oh my God. Chase Young, Jonathan Allen.
But
Washington is the quarterback, bro. Haskins, I don't know if it's the coaching, but it's like they can't move the ball. I don't even think he threw for over 200 yards. I took him for the under for like 219 yards last week when I was betting. He ain't even throw for the 219. That clear, but Monday Night Football going to be nasty this week. You got the Chiefs and the Ravens. Who you like? I like Mahomes. I feel like no lead is safe.
Yeah.
But I like Marcus Peters. I like Marlon Humphrey. And I like Patrick McQueen from LSU in the middle.
That's true.
So I like it. I feel like it's good.
I feel like it's cheap because, like.
Hold on. I'm going to just act like there was a commercial break, though. But I'm going to hop right back into it. But no, Monday Night Football. So, like I said, I don't think no lead is safe. And I like the Ravens. I'm not a hater, but I am a hater because they in the AFC North. I am a hater. Mm-hmm. I need the Ravens to take this loss to the Chiefs. And we going to beat Houston on Sunday. Then we beat 3-0. They 2-1. And now we running in the division.
Don't be wrong. Mark Jackson's a good quarterback, but I don't think he's built to come back yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they can't get a lead, like if they down 14 or down 10 or 14. I don't know if he can especially in the fourth quarter, even though he can run, I don't know if he can, in the like the situation in the playoffs the last 2 years against the Titans and against the Chargers, when he had to throw that pill, he couldn't throw that pill. Even though he threw for like 50 passes in the playoffs last year, like 300, 400 yards, it is what it is. But like I said, the NFC West wide open. I think it's going to come down. I think Seattle wins it. And I think that the Cardinals is a game or 2 behind. Both teams go to the playoff. AFC North, I think that's going to be a dogfight with the Steelers and the Ravens. Mm-hmm. And I like Oakland. I like Josh Jacobs. I like Derek Carr. The defense is suspect, but I like the offense. And that young boy Waller, bro, didn't know he was like that. Yeah, that he
like that.
He nasty.
He like that.
I mean, even though they beat the Saints without Michael Thomas, it's like they got the formula. They got the running back. They got Henry Ruggs for this, the Tyreek Hill like speed. They got the tight end, and they got to compliment receivers around him. If Derek Carr could just play football, man, I think that the Raiders will be good.
David Arnett, they got the boy Edmonds.
Yeah, the so cornerback. That, yeah, but they could be got though. I seen them. They right now they getting a pit in the food truck.
They still young.
So who the best rookie you seen thus far in the first 2 weeks of the season?
Say what you want. Joe Burrow is really.
I like it, but I think the best rookie that I'm looking at is the best defensive player I've seen come in probably my life, Chase Young. I think Chase Young.
Yeah, Chase Young.
I think he's having a phenomenal. He got 2.5 sacks on the season. He tied for the lead in sacks with T.J. Watt. Yeah. And right now, who your MVP through the first 2 games of the season? You got him. You got 11 completions and 9 touchdowns, 82% completion percentage and 610 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right behind him, I think it's Kyler, though. Mm-hmm. But the NFL, like I said, the NFL only 2 weeks in. I still think it's going to be a lot of injuries because there's no preseason, mm-hmm. no OTAs. So I still think bodies are going to drop. Hopefully, it's not for the season. But, we're going to switch gears in a bubble. I mean, first, we're going to start. I don't know if you heard the rumors. They saying that we might get Mike D'Antoni, and they think we could maybe lure James Harden. I don't know about all that. I ain't going to get excited. But if we could get Mike D'Antoni, I think we need to trade Tobias, Al Horford, and Jay Rich, or try to trade Jay Rich, and we need to get Chris Paul, and we need to get Buddy Hill. Like my man Cliff said from the 6-5, I like Buddy Hill as a shooter. I like Chris Paul. Him and Ben can share the ball in the
hands.
Ben at the 4, solid Dean. But the Sixers need a coach. I want Ty Lue. I don't know. I think... D'Antoni coaching style fit more with the Pelicans for what they do because they run and they're young. I want Ty Lue to coach Philadelphia. Oh, that's
you know who's a wild card I would like?
Who?
Sam Cassell.
I'm gonna be honest. I want Phil Jackson, but that, it ain't gonna never happen. I want Phil Jackson. Outside of the Sixers, though, folding, we got swept. The brooms came out. The bubble was lit. Shout out T.J. Warren was cooking in a bubble. Bobo should have got more. Devin Booker's a fucking bucket. I don't even cuss on the podcast, but he's a fucking bucket. Damian Lillard is a bucket supreme. Donovan Mitchell earned my respect. He's a bucket supreme.
Jamal Murray
down 2-1. They going down. Speaking of Jamal Murray, he's a bucket, but they going down 3-1 tonight. LeBron James, the king, is he walking down the fourth ring? He walking down the fourth ring. I think LeBron, they up 2-1. Miami just went up 3-1 last night. Tyler Herro, bro, he is a bucket. He
37.
Bucket. That white boy a bucket. He must have grew up black or he might be biracial. That white boy, the real rap, that white boy a bucket, bro. But I think it's going to be the Lakers and Miami. I think LeBron beat them in 6, but I think they're going to handle business.
And Bam ain't no stop.
No, Miami-Dade County boys different. They different. Them boys are different. I really like Miami, though, but Boston, I don't think it's over because it's 3-1. But every time in the fourth quarter when they got the lead or it's close, they somehow messed that money up. Not like they're getting blown up by Boston.
Closer is out close but to Brad Stevens.
Yeah. I mean, even with the Nuggets, though, coming back 3-1 twice, but you're not – if the Lakers get up 3-1, LeBron smell blood. It ain't no LeBron. It's blood in the water. They got their win. Gentlemen sweep. They're going to lose in 5. They're going to get their one.
I don't think the Nuggets win tonight,
they have no chance. They have no chance
of
beating.
LeBron James.
LeBron James going down 3-2. He gonna play the next game with no smile on his face, bro. And he's getting buckets, bro. He's getting buckets, and that's just how I feel about the situation. I feel like LeBron James is the man amongst boys. AD, bro. Look, Anthony Davis.
Yeah, you better
grab 6 rebounds tonight.
No, he needs to grab 11.
He had 2 rebounds. Dwight Howard had 1, and JaVale McGee had 1. So for the game, them 3 centers at 6'11 combined for 4 rebounds. And Danny Green had 4 rebounds by himself. I'm just like, bro. But, I mean, I like the Lakers closing out that series. I like Miami closing out. And then when the finals come, I'm going to jump into that. And I like LeBron walking down the fourth ring. I think it's the hardest championship you can win because you got these dudes, no fans. Mm-hmm. They living in a confined area. They're not getting no butt. They can't go home. They can't leave the campus. And they seen each other at the hard 4 games. So it's like the mental warfare. I feel like it's the hardest championship you ever have. But I don't know, man. But even with baseball, I don't even – Bryce Harper been smacking a lot of homers lately.
I'm gonna say this:
the Phillies are trash. So we're not trash, but we trash.
No. I'm explaining. The Phillies' biggest problem is starting pitching and the bullpen. The bullpen has a lead surrender.
They blow every lead.
Yeah,
but the Phillies would be up, and I bet against the Phillies.
Yeah.
I betted on them so many times when they're up 4-5 or 5-1,
and then
the other team would come back and win. I'd be like, yo, like this happened to me every time, but. Every year, it's like, I like the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers got to win the chip this year.
I think they fold. They fold.
They fold in the playoffs. It's Kershaw, bro. It's Kershaw, but the MLB, they've been holding it down.
Can't sleep on them Cubbies, man.
No, you can't. Cubbies. No, I really like the Indians, too. I'll be betting on the Indians and the Timberwolves a lot, but
The Rays pitching is superior, man.
What I really need in my life is some boxing. I know I think Javonte Davis fight. I forget who he fight. He fought October 24th. Though. I need some boxing in my life. But
we do.
I'm gonna give y'all some locks for the weekend. I like the Cardinals. I like the Cardinals that -5.5 against Detroit. I like
you
the Cardinals.
About this
I like
the game
tonight. Huh? The Thursday night game tonight. I like the Dolphins.
The Jaguars receiver Sharp not playing tonight.
I respect Fitzpatrick. And somehow Fitzpatrick got hurt or benched, and I super like Tua.
I got Devontae Parker on fantasy.
I got Preston Williams on fantasy. I like the Dolphins tonight though. I like the Dolphins tonight, and I like the Lakers tonight, and I like that's how I'm rocking.
CJ Henderson.
The cornerback, he looked like he's strapped from Florida, right?
Yeah.
He had a pick.
He had a pick week one, but he was strapped.
He's strapped. He had locksmith bowl. Let me give y'all some locks for the weekend. I like the Cardinals 5.5 against the Lions. I like Brady with the -6 with the Bucks versus Denver. Okay. I like the Steelers -4 against Houston. And I like it was another lock. I like the Patriots. I like the Patriots money line with the over. I think the Patriots are going to beat the Raiders.
I like the Patriots.
I'm staying away from the Bills and the Rams game, and I'm staying away from, even though everybody thinks like the Seahawks should smoke the Cowboys, but
I don't think it'll smoke. It'll be a shootout. I'm going to stay away from that.
But the Eagles, y'all got to get right.
I think the
first 4 weeks of the season, I think everybody just going to really be sloppy. Nobody really looked dominant. I think it's like still preseason. The dudes, your body adapt to the warfare, and then I think about warfare, you're gonna see who good. Brady need to get Gronk the ball. There's no way this man got 2 catches for 11 yards on the season, bro. He didn't. I got him on my fantasy team, and I'll be betting the bag on him. Brady, you need to get Gronk the ball.
They got some weapons.
I like for the buck. Bro, let's talk. Yo. Usually when teams try to build superstar teams, they don't win. You look at the Eagles, you look at the Rams. Uh-huh. Teams that try to build these powerhouses, but I like. They already had the Mike Evans and the Godwin. You add a Hall of Fame quarterback that throw less picks than Winston, and you get a solid running back with the McCoy, and you got Fournette. Fournette broke off that dagger run.
I hate Ronald Jones.
I don't like it. I like Gronk. I like O.J. Howard. I feel like the Bucks. I don't think the Bucks will win the NFC South. Yeah, depending on how long Michael Thomas keep missing, I think the Saints win that division.
See,
that's where the problem comes. You sent 17 to the playoffs. I said that I like the Cardinals and the Seahawks coming out the division, the extra team. You get the wild card, I like the Bucks. The Bucks going to the playoffs. I think the Bucks should run. If the Seahawks F that money up, bro. I think Brady should come out there, bro. He got too many weapons, bro. He been there, done that. I think he'll go toe-to-toe with any offense because it's like,
especially once he gets comfortable.
Yeah. Bruce Arians, but like I said, they need to get Gronk the ball. I like the Fournette signing.
They do need to get Gronk the ball.
But I ain't going to get too hype on Brady, but I like him in Tampa, bro. I never rooted for New England before, but I look Cam in New England, so I'm rooting for Cam. I want Cam to do good, bro, but it's like, now I want the Patriots to do good. But I like what's going on in the Bucks. I like what I'm seeing from every NFL team. The bubble popping. I mean, I'm gonna be right back at it. By the end of the weekend, by the time Sunday comes, we should have some clarity to who in the finals. The Lakers should close out this weekend. I'm expecting Miami to close out tomorrow. And when they do, Feast, run me that 200 Cash App, Apple Pay, however you want to do it, bro. Run me that tab. But, I mean, this episode 8, of the Sports Guru Podcast. Shout out to my man, Tab, coming through. My man will definitely be on here again. And this is the return. Thanks for tuning in.